is your testimony? Do you mind sharing?
My testimony is that I was raised Catholic and really had zero relational experience with God. It was always about guilt. And through an interesting set of circumstances, when I was 19 years old, I was going to teach at a, or speak, I'm really teach, just the opening talk for a youth camp, high school youth camp for our Catholic church, which I was not really all that involved with anymore, but I was talked into going. And on the drive there with a guy that today I would describe him as a charismatic Catholic. His name is Charlie Carvajal. Charlie wanted to know what I was going to talk about. I said, oh, I'm doing the icebreaker, you know, the who am I, and they knew me from soccer and all this stuff. And he said, well, that's kind of what everybody knows about you, but you got to talk about, you know, the real part of your life, the stuff, you know, the ugly stuff, you know, the abuse and the things like that. And I said, I can't talk about that, Charlie. And he said, you know what the problem with you, Anthony? I was like, ah, no. And he said, the problem with you is you know who Jesus is, but you don't know Jesus. And he really just can talk to me about what Lord meant, you know, ruler, decision maker, controller. And I had never heard that, honestly. In all my years of church, I had never heard that. And it convicted me, and I thought about that. And that night before I went to go talk, which it was God orchestrated it because there was a it's either a Lutheran preacher and a Methodist music guy or vice versa. But at any rate, the music guy was finishing up, and he was fixing to introduce me, and he had the kids in prayer. And I was at the back, maybe standing a foot off a brick wall or a stone wall in this old cabin-type thing we were in, about 100-something kids. And I remember closing my eyes and saying, God, I can't do this. You know, my life was a mess, and I knew I couldn't do it on my own. I needed help. And what Charlie talked about made a lot of sense to me, and so I just asked Jesus to be my ruler, to my Lord, my controller, my decision maker, and to come into my life. And I didn't know Romans Road or Sinner's Prayer, but that's what I did as I prayed right there to receive him. And closed my eyes and prayed that prayer, and I don't remember opening my eyes or not, but I remember seeing Jesus stand in front of me, and he reached out with his hand, he kind of pushed right above my chest, and just a little bit. And I remember my back against the wall because I felt the stone behind me, and that's the last thing I remember. And an hour and a half later, I was outside crying in Mary Jane Stout's arms, and she was crying, and I was like, how did I get outside? I did not remember a thing, so it was an instant weird thing for me. But apparently, God used me as a tool to speak through me, and for an hour and a half, talk about my real life and the junk and that what I had just done, my decision. And that was the point for me, and that they needed to make that same decision. I mean, I was told what I said. I don't remember a word. And I looked in the window to see what was going on because I was really confused, you know, because I don't remember any of this. There's kids laying prostrate, and the chairs are pushed out of the way, and like 50 kids made decisions to accept Jesus, you know, at a Catholic youth camp of all places. So God had a very interesting start. And that night he spoke to me and said, Anthony, I will use you to change the world if you're obedient to me. And it kind of scared me. And I've for years I've had to struggle with what that meant. And I used to think, well, the world, I'm not like a Billy Graham. But I don't know if he meant my world, my friends, my family, my sphere of influence. I don't know. And it really doesn't matter. Just the key is obedience. So.
Thank you. That was a very good testimony.